Beautiful, beautiful day, low humidity. And if it could get any nicer, it just did. And that's because our good friend Marcia Clayman is here from over at Oakleaf Village, and it's time for our positive points on aging. We're always happy to see Marcia and Karen come in from Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And I wish you a very happy Tuesday morning. Good morning.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great.
I was telling you in the hallway, because I'm sure you've been getting people who have called you, Marcia, Marcia,
yeah.
Marcia for forever. Yesterday was the 53rd anniversary of the Brady Bunch. Premiere of the Brady Bunch. You a fan of the Brady Bunch? Did you
like that
show?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah?
I wasn't into those little family things.
No, you don't like families.
You don't like
that.
They're too predictable.
You don't like the nuclear family.
They should have filmed my family if they wanted something on TV.
Yeah. Hi, I'm a fan of families like the Brady Bunch. Yeah, I'm a fan of Roseanne. You know. So.
Oh no.
Anyway.
No.
Yeah. So today, you know, I really hope I don't stink this up for you. We're going to have a lot of puns that we can throw out.
Yes, we are. And I'm telling you, this is a first.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I did a radio show in Charleston for several years.
Right.
Called Senior Focus. And we touched on some sensitive subjects.
Sure.
But we never touched up on this one. And I just really, I know people are going to be out there going, what the heck is she talking about?
Well, listen, you know what? One of the things that I take a lot of pride in, and I mean this part seriously, is that we don't shy away from any topics when it pertains to our seniors, protecting our seniors,
right.
What we're trying to do. And that's why the nose knows is today's topic.
Today it's going to be smell-o-vision over the radio waves.
Love it. Love it, love it,
okay.
Love it. Like I said, I hope we don't stink this up.
I know. And I hope I don't offend anybody, because this is not to be offensive.
No, of course not.
It can't be funny, but I'm just saying is...
It's real, though.
What do you think of, what does your brain visualize and you start smelling when somebody says, oh, people smell?
Yeah, it's kind of like a musty type.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not talking about those that are incontinent. I'm not talking about that.
No.
Or stomach problems. I'm talking about there is a certain smell.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Yes.
We are all going to produce that certain smell.
Okay. If we're lucky enough to get old.
You know, and I will start out with my dad. My dad was a minister.
Mm-hmm.
He never wore aftershave because he was always in the hospitals and he didn't want people to be upset with
that. That's a great, great reason. Yeah.
But... And he used to do a lot of woodwork, always. He was a great craftsman when it came to working with wood. But even years after he couldn't do that anymore, my dad smelled like sawdust.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I mean, he could just get out of the shower.
Wow.
And I could sit there and I could smell sawdust.
Wow. That's interesting, though. It really is.
But anyway, there is an old people smell. And I want people to understand this, because the next time somebody makes a joke about old people's smell, I want you to be the one that knows the answer.
Right.
Why is there an old people's smell?
Right.
Now, this is why we're going to talk about it. Scientists have discovered that older people experience a physiological change that can lead to a distinct scent. And it doesn't mean that it's unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that it's poor hygiene or lack of housekeeping and doing laundry.
Right.
It is a scent that changes with age, and there's a name for it. It's a weird name.
What is it?
I want to see how you pronounce it.
Okay.
I'm going to spell it.
All right, go ahead.
N-O-N-E-A-L.
N-O-N-E-A-L. Let me turn over to Brian Leonard for this one. Brian, how do you pronounce the word N-O-N-E-A-L?
None of y'all.
None of y'all. Okay, there's two.
That's the best ever. Now you know why I asked for help.
I'm going to say nanal, okay? And I
think Brian's better.
Is it nanal? Is it nanal? But I'm going to call it nanal. And it occurs naturally, so we better learn what it's all about.
Okay.
Okay, all through life, our skin's going to produce omega-7 fatty acids. These natural oils will break down on your skin, and that's what develops this smell. And up until your senior years, your body's going to produce enough antioxidants to slow down the fatty acids. But when this happens, more of that nonanol and more of it will develop a distinct odor.
Right.
Your body odor will change as you get older because of the change in body chemistry. Now, there is a way to get rid of some of it, not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not water soluble, so just jumping in a shower or a bath is not going to get rid of the old people's smell.
Yeah, okay.
don't mean that men are the only ones that have it. Most soaps are designed to take care of dirt or sweat, but not Nonol.
Right.
Why?
Why?
I'm asking you why.
Well, that's a really interesting, yeah, I don't know the answer. I mean,
as I just said,
because I mean, you'd think if there was a way to get rid of her, or we knew how, somebody would have solved this, because it's been going on for.
Somebody has.
Well, then why haven't we fixed it? Because I got news for you, this has been going on for generations.
No, but first of all, the reason why soap and water is because it's not water soluble. It's in our skin. It's kind of like, if you ever been around someone that is a heavy, heavy smoker and you can smell the smoke,
sure,
the nicotine oozing through their skin pores?
Sure.
I think this is the way it's coming out, okay? So, do you know there's one way, and I looked online and even found, I typed in products for Nonol.
Right.
Guess what they all have?
What?
Persimmon extract.
Really?
And so that is a way to cut down the odor. There's all kind of different products that you can purchase to get rid of that smell. Now, did you know that?
I had no idea. I had no idea. No, I didn't know. Again, I certainly am familiar and understand the smell. Have heard for years and years, we've heard this term old person smell. So, I mean, we all know what we're talking about. But I didn't know that there was something that you can get. And the question, I guess, and we'll get to this, is how do you give that as a gift to somebody? Hey, you know.
Have some persimmon extract. I just went to the
you'll love this. Earth Fair,
and I figured you would love persimmon.
You would love this. You strike me as a persimmon. Because I could just see your dad, Mr. Woodworking guy, you know, and you handed him this and him saying, why? What are you trying to tell me?
What is a persimmon?
That's what I mean. I don't.
Is that a little fruit like
Brian?
This?
Let's go to Brian Leonard.
Does it look like it's a lemon? Really?
What is a persimmon? Is a persimmon
right on it? But anyway, all right. I'm going to talk to you quickly about how to try to fix it, and then I got some other smells we got to talk about in the second half.
Sure.
All right, drink lots of water. Why? Right. Because we want that flushing out of our
system. I think that's pretty basic common sense.
Wear cotton clothing. You know how
for
hard
absorption,
it is to find?
Is that because of absorption or?
That's just to let your body breathe. Because body
cotton. Well, yeah, you know, I think about it. Back in the day, before we had, with sports teams, they switched everything so that they would have cotton instead of polyester.
Right.
Because everything was so hot back in the day, they didn't have good breathing. Now the uniforms are all made so that the players can be out in the field and have better circulation and better flow, and the cotton is better for them.
But okay. I mean, everyday clothing most of us are wearing has got full of the synthetic fibers.
Right. Right.
Okay. Wash your clothing and bedding regularly. Avoid clothing made of synthetic materials. I just talked about that. You should bathe or shower regularly, whether it's to take off the smell, but just for for good hygiene. You should moisturize after bathing or showering. Use something that's got a moisturizer with vitamin C in it.
Vitamin C?
Yes. I've seen vitamin D, but I haven't seen vitamin C.
I was going to say, I've seen a lot of things that really push, hey, you know, vitamin D, the natural this, the natural. But I've not really seen.
It must have something to do with the persimmon. We're talking about persimmon.
Well, that's true. The citrusy, maybe. You know, I don't know. You're laughing, but I think you're probably right, actually.
I think there's probably something to that. If I keep looking at it, if he were to type in Nonol, he would find some products. We could see what.
None of y'all.
You need to let your air flow in your home, if possible. Open those windows. Eat a healthy diet, plenty of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, while reducing meat and alcohol. And then you should learn stress-relieving activities such as yoga or meditation to kind of calm your body down. There's also some smells, though, that we really need to be aware of. And I guess once we get to the second part, we'll talk about that because it's really interesting.
Sure. We're talking about a topic here that it's one of those things where you don't talk about it, but everybody knows what we're talking about.
Right.
And we're talking about old person smell, and there is a way around it. There is a way to fix it. So that's good news. Did you know that China produces 75% of the world's persimmons?
Really?
So maybe that's why most people
surprised?
Don't. Yeah. Maybe that's why most people around here don't know about it. I don't know. Anyway, we're coming back. The Positive Points on Aging continues at The Point.
Mornings with Kev. I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street looking to rebound from Monday's sell-off and the Dow's tumble into bear market territory. Keurig Dr. Pepper shares under pressure after getting a downgrade to neutral from a buy rating from Goldman Sachs, which sees an increased risk to margins, with commodities like coffee feeling the squeeze of inflation. And pop star Shakira has been ordered to stand trial to face tax fraud charges. Spanish prosecutors are accusing her of failing to pay nearly $14 million in taxes on income earned between 2012 and 2014, when they say she spent more than half that period in Spain and should have paid taxes there, even though her official residence was in the Bahamas. Her public relations firm says she's already paid all that she owed and an additional 3 million euros, or about $2.8 million, in interest. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes. Heroes like Misora's Familia, who couldn't wait to join the NYPD to protect her community. She proudly wore her uniform, but was ambushed and shot in the head in the line of duty solely for the uniform she wore. She is survived by three children who received a mortgage-free home from Tunnel to Towers. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.com.
Inflation has been brutal. The stock market hasn't been a whole lot better. You want to invest? You want an alternative to traditional stock market investing? Call Matt at thestockalternative.com. He's local. His number is 803-681-0528. Instead of traditional stocks and mutual funds, thestockalternative.com is where to turn. Give Matt a call. Ask some questions. He's happy to meet with you. He's happy to answer those questions. 681-0528 or online at www.thestockalternative.com.
Hey, I'm State Representative Chris Wooten.
And I'm State Representative Micah Caston.
Join us on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on The Rep.
We'll talk about everything that's happening at the State House and give you an insider's perspective.
All from the General Assembly. So join us at 9 a.m. on The Point, 100.7 FM or 1470 AM.
Attention listeners, con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, but the AARP Fraud Watch Network is here to help you protect yourself and your family. We give you the tools you need to spot and avoid scams. So listen for the AARP Fraud Watch Network alerts, use our scam tracking map to see the latest scams, and sign up for prevention tips and alerts from law enforcement. To learn how to outsmart con artists before they strike, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
The most dangerous appliance in the house is the clothes dryer. There's no bigger fire hazard than a dryer not working properly. I'm Patrick with Dryer Vent Wizard in Lexington. Is your dryer taking more than one cycle to dry clothes? It's more than cleaning out a lint trap. Dryer Vent Wizard helps with fire prevention, avoiding mold and mildew, saving energy, which saves dollars and extends the life of your dryer and even your clothes. Dryer vents are all we do. Online, it's LexingtonDryerVentWizard.com or call us today, 693-5357. That's 693-5357.
Sonic has something delicious for you. Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try the all-new Sonic Chop House Cheeseburger. Elevate your taste buds with creamy Chop House aioli, crispy onion strings, and two slices of American cheese decadently layered atop a 100% pure beef patty and served on a toasted brioche bun.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing. Sonic.
Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
The year is 1971, and Suddeth Automotive is providing affordable and reliable auto repair to Columbia. Fast forward 50 years and not much has changed. Time and time again, customer after customer, Suddeth Automotive has proven to be one of the best repair shops in Columbia. With our well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials, we just keep getting better with time. Call us, come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue, or make an appointment at suddethauto.com.
You know what? I get asked every now and then, Kev, when you say my guy, do you really have a my guy at Palmetto Exterminators? I really do. Ron Byers is my guy. Do you realize I've been a customer of Palmetto Exterminators for 20 years this summer? That's over the course of three homes, longer than my kids have been around.
I'm loyal to Palmetto Exterminators for several reasons. First, they do a phenomenal job with pest control for a very fair price. It's just not a concern around my home. They take care of everything from regular visits to termite inspection, mosquito care. This is a company that's been around for more than 60 years serving the Midlands. When they come around, they're clean, they're courteous, and they're on time. Look, it's not just me. When it comes to things like those pesky mosquitoes, Palmetto Exterminators voted best of Columbia in Columbia Metropolitan for their mosquito control. I could have told you that before anyone even voted. What else can you possibly need from your pest control company? If you're looking for someone to help you, look no further than my guy, Ron Byers, Palmetto Exterminators. Online, it's palmettoexterminators.net, or call him 254-5833, 254-5833.
Point A to point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Wreck still at St. Andrews at Burning Tree and Two Notch at Spears Creek. Monticello at Sarah Matthews Road and US 1 at Old Farm Road. Wilson Boulevard at McDonald's near I-20. I-20 West and Alpine and Old Orangeburg at Community Drive still slow. All things wild, squirrels, snakes, mice, rats, bats, beavers, alligators, mosquitoes. All things wild gets them out and keeps them out. AllthingsWild.com. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to point B traffic.
Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bart Fireside Studio. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
So I just got the lowdown from our good friend Karen, who sent me a text telling us about persimmons. Okay, so Karen Pickard says, are they persimmon or are they fruit? They grow up north. They like cold weather and they're bitter to taste unless they are absolutely ripe and have fallen off the tree. She says, my in-laws used to make persimmon pudding and she says it's disgusting to me, but it's very common fruit up north. Okay.
What does it smell like?
I just read the text. Okay, I can't I'm make the text say something else.
I'll be going to Earth Fair today looking for persimmon.
Okay, yeah.
All right,
thank you, Karen, for listening and for the comments. We are with Marcia, by the way, your cohort, and she is telling us all about old people smell. It might be something that some people are like, ugh, but you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know exactly what we're talking about, so we don't dodge the topics around here.
All right, there are some very important smells that we need to be on the watch out for. Watch out. Does that make sense? On the watch.
On the watch for. Yeah.
On the watch
for. Yeah, sure.
Okay, first of all, and I don't want anybody to get afraid, but I just want you to be aware. If you have someone, a loved one, that has a fruity smell on their breath, that could be a signal of diabetes.
Right.
Okay. Then if you have someone that you're talking to and all of a sudden you get a whiff of ammonia, that can be a sign of kidney disease. Did you ever know?
No, I didn't know. I mean, yeah, they do now. You know, they're doing all kinds of things with that they're able to use, like almost dogs to
I was
early
get
detection.
To that.
Yeah,
yeah,
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, there's also now there is. I'm at the very beginning. I said we're not just talking about incontinence smells, but if someone that you're around all of a sudden you are picking up smells of poor hygiene, such as incontinence, then that could be an issue where it's indicating that maybe they have the beginnings of dementia. And you need to be aware of that.
Right. So, again, smell could be a lot more than just smell.
Yes.
It could be indicative of something that
right.
we need to know more about.
And medical researchers are trying to discover clear connections between the scent of a person and their health, which all of us, like I said, if you know or if you are around someone that smokes a lot and that's oozing through their skin, then they have a smoking problem.
Well, we have a call with someone who has a comment or a question. This is the one day where you don't bring your headphones? So, all right. So let's go to the call anyway and grab it on the Groucho's Deli phone line. Did you have a comment or a question for Marcia?
Hey, Kev.
Hey, Big K.
I was just driving, listening to y'all about persimmons.
Right.
So we grew up in the country, so we had a bunch of persimmon trees.
Okay, so do they have a certain smell?
Well, I mean, they like it's kind of like a, I don't know, maybe it's got a distinct, kind of like a peach and an apple kind of flavor.
Okay. So they're not bitter?
No, they're sweet. I got a bunch of them in my yard. so they fall off when they get ripe. And, you know, I have chickens, so the chickens go around there and eat them. But my first memory of those things, I got a green one one time and ate one, and you don't want to do that.
Right.
Man, you can get lockjaw.
Oh, my God.
The things you learn during the positive points on aging. So all we're trying to figure out is what they taste like, and what do you ever bake with them? Do you ever cook with them?
No, I just eat them off the tree. I know back in the day my grandma and them used to do stuff with them. I just get them off the tree, and they're really good if you get one that's really, really ripe. Maybe when them fell on the ground or something when they get really ripe. But they're really good, really good for you. But I got like about 5 or 6 trees in the yard that's loaded. And then in the fall, you know, when the leaves come off, and I have a dog named TJ, he'd go out there and it'd be a darn possum up there eating them. And, you know, possum and raccoons.
Right.
Deer, and of course, deer love it. Go there.
We've gone country here today.
Yeah.
I love it.
Possums love them.
I love it. Well, Big K, I got to get back to Marshall, but thank you for the call, the info, and I appreciate you letting us know. That's good stuff right there. I did. Again, you know, I'm just a city boy from Detroit.
Day,
you know, what do I know?
We learn something every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
what
there
we
you
were
go.
Talking about though is that yes, they are using dogs to detect cancer.
Right. Right.
And dogs can be used for other things, but that is one thing that they're recognizing the smell, and they're able to alert in certain ways that my loved one is in need
right.
of a
sure.
medical attention.
And it's incredible because I'm just in awe of the fact that I guess dogs just have a certain ability to sense things that we can't. And they can, of course, we know dogs are trained, obviously, for police purposes
to
be able to smell
that
out this
smell,
and smell
yeah.
out that. There's cadaver dogs. There's drug sniffing dogs, all that kind of stuff. So why not use those talents for other things? Yeah.
So the moral of the story here is that if you have a loved one and you're picking up a certain smell, you know, maybe it is hygiene, but maybe it is something else. But maybe you should go to a health food store today and look for some persimmon
sure.
lotion or something
yeah.
like that. Or go find some persimmons. Maybe Big J?
This was Big K.
Big K.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe he'll
Big K can
unload
know,
some on your
exactly,
front porch
yeah.
out here because that would be an interesting.
Well, I mean, that's because he's got to keep him away from the possums.
And just so that you guys know, I just want you to, you know, you're not old enough to have old person smell because I'm not smelling anything.
Well, that's comforting. Thank you. Thank you.
But anyway, it can be distressing. And, you know, just let them know that if they say something like, do you smell? Do I smell something like that? You know,
right.
like Brian and I were laughing about old men smell like
right.
dirty socks sometimes.
Right. Right.
And women smell like a combination of rose and, you know, they use a lot of that rose lotion.
Right.
So that's what it starts smelling.
Your body starts to absorb certain things,
yes,
I guess,
yes.
and you project that. Kind of like your dad did with, even if he took a shower,
really.
He had a sawdust smell to him. It's just, I don't know, there's a lot we don't know, that there's a lot we're learning about. But fragrances, the thing about it is you also need to be careful because when you go into a population like assisted living at Oakleaf, there are a lot of people, you can't wear colognes and you can't wear perfumes because a lot of people have allergies to them and things like that. So if you can find something natural like a persimmon, that might be a better thing than trying to mask something with colognes or perfumes.
Well, I'm going to continue the search on persimmon. So I
yes.
just know that I will do a follow-up on this. Not the whole show, but
no.
I will do a follow-up on
Well, it's and again, it's an interesting topic to have gone there, and it's a fascinating topic because whether you want to deal with it or not, acknowledge it or not, it's a reality. Old person smell, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. We all just know what it is. It's weird. You can't help it. It's people have that certain smell to them.
You know who would know more about it? I should have thought of this. The lady that's Tashima?
Tazima.
Tazima.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? She might have.
She might have something. Yeah. She might have something over at Sunrise that I don't know what she would call it. You know, old person smell getaway. I don't know, but yeah, she would probably know a good. She knows so much about the body's chemicals and the makeup and all that. She does a great job with that. Anyway, well, listen. If people want to find out more about this and anything else when it comes to our seniors or Oakleaf Village, how do they find you?
803-808-3477, or you can go oakleafvillagelexington.com. Please be safe this weekend. Go out and get some of those battery charges. They look like blocks that you can go ahead and get charged up for your phone.
Absolutely.
So you'll have those ready for you. And stay out of the rain.
Yeah, be careful out there. We'll be back this afternoon. Erica and John are coming up after news. Thanks for listening.
Mornings with Kev. WXL Columbia W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Florida's West Coast bracing for Hurricane Ian.
A hurricane warning is now in effect from Inglewood to Ancloke River, including Tampa Bay and the Dry Tortugas.
The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says Ian could make landfall tomorrow morning near Tampa Bay. Coming ashore is a powerful Category 4 storm with winds of at least 130 miles per hour. But it's the storm surge measured in feet that's a major concern.
So specifically 2 to 4 in the Keys, 3 to 5 over southwest portions of Florida, 4 to 7 for Charlotte Harbor, 5 to 8 in and around Inglewood, and then topping out indicating peak surge potential of 10 feet in Tampa Bay. Now remember, I'm 6 feet tall. That's 4 feet over my head. The potential exists.